It's Tim Albright with AV Nation with the road to Infocom. Infocom 2024 happens the 12th through the 14th of June. However, today we're going to talk about something that happens on the 11th. With me is Sean Wargo and Peter Hansen from Avixa. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks, Tim. Good to be here.
Good to be with you.
Absolutely. So you guys are doing something on the 11th of June from noon. It is a market insight lunch and state of the industry. It's a luncheon, so presumably we get fed, which is cool. But the other part of this is you guys are going to be looking at, you know, market intelligence, right? You're looking at the IOTA, which Avixa has famously put out for years now, where you guys look at the industry, right? From a macro and a micro standpoint, from an economic standpoint, how the industry is doing manufacturer-wise, how the industry is doing from a dealer-wise. Sean, for the first part of this, though, what should somebody walk into this thing expecting to get out of it?
Yeah, Tim, we really think of this as the primer on the industry. So we have a lot of research assets we bring to bear to it. As you just mentioned, our IOTA, our industry forecast. We have a demand side study called MORE that we do every quarter. We have macroeconomic work that we do on a quarterly basis, really on an ongoing basis, to kind of frame how our industry sits into the broader economies. So this is a chance for any attendee, honestly, of Infocom to get a sense for what's happening in the larger industry, all the trends that you're going to then see play out on the show floor from the lens of research. How big is this industry? How fast is it growing? Where are the growth and challenge areas? How are the macro trends like AI, AR/VR, 5G, any of the big buzzword type trends? How are they playing out? So it's a good primer really on what's happening in our industry.
And Peter, one of the things that Sean just said there is the buzzwords, right? One of the things about your market intelligence that you guys do is you kind of take some of the fog away from that, those buzzwords, right? AI and AR and you know, augmented production and augmented reality. How do you guys do that, I guess, without, you know, giving up too much away? But how do you guys, how are you able to kind of pull out the actual data of how that those things are impacting the industry?
Yeah, I think that's really an important aspect of this lunch. You know, you go to a show and they're so exciting and they're so far ahead, really, in a lot of ways about what the industry is going to be. And you hear a lot of hype. And I think that, you know, our lunch has this advantage where we have a lot of data, probably like, you know, one of the most data rich sources you can find at Infocom. And it kind of like get you into the right ballpark. It can help you kind of penetrate some fog, find out where reality is before you get a lot of marketing, a lot of like really exciting speakers who are maybe selling you a little bit pie in the sky. This luncheon's about where the data is right now. Now, where does that data come from? How do we penetrate that fog? The big strength that we have is actually being a part of Avixa, Avixa's position within the industry. We are able to take advantage of this to do a lot of survey work. We also work with a number of partners to get that real-time information about what's actually happening, as opposed to, say, just, you know, picking up information from speakers or from trade publications, which are super valuable sources, but those are the ones that are vulnerable to a little bit of hype, as opposed to you know, running a large survey of several hundred professionals or doing a systematic capture from, you know, integrators, distributors, and manufacturers, even end users, for, you know, some of our branches of research, to really understand like what's actually happening right now, not the hype, not the, you know, anecdote. What's the market kind of centered at?
Sean, one of the things that Avixa does, and I mentioned this before, is the IOTA report. Folks are going to get a preview, right, of the IOTA data that you have. What are some of the key points that you can talk about today? Again, without giving too much away for the 11th, but what are some key points and some key takeaways that folks will walk away from this luncheon with?
Sure, a quick shout out as well. So we, as Peter's kind of mentioning as well, we have partners that help us do a lot of this research. In this case, the IOTA is put together by a partner called Omdia, formerly IHS Market, who we work with on an annual basis to really start the process, early in the year prior, November timeframe, to start looking at large assumptions, macroeconomics, inputs from manufacturers to give us a sense for the direction that the industry is going. So several things are really kind of coming out of this research. One is 2023, we knew, was a challenging year. There was a lot of mixed result across the market, manufacturer versus distributor versus integrator. And so we had been saying through the year that we thought our original forecasts were perhaps a bit high for growth rates. So we've taken a hard look at that. We've got those revised figures to share. And that, of course, that then sets a different trajectory for 24 and beyond. I think another interesting finding is, yes, 24 may be a bit more challenged than what was originally thought, say a year ago. Large macroeconomic factors like inflation and interest rates and other sorts of things still having an effect. So it looks like actually now 24 is a little lighter than even maybe 25 might be from a growth perspective. So we'll get into that. But then just a lot of the trends that Peter's talking about, where we put actual numbers to it, things like virtual production and how that's become a part of our industry, really redefining a key solution area we call content production and streaming, and that making a big impact to our overall industry. We knew that was a big part, but that's something you'll see a bit sharper focus on as we unveil the latest findings. But overall, it's a refined outlook on the industry, taking into consideration all the ups and downs and sideways that we experienced last year as an industry, whether depending on what level you're at from a market perspective, and putting that into numbers.
Peter, one of the interesting things here is you guys are doing this on Tuesday, right? The day before the show opens. And having that information of those individual solution areas, right? What should somebody who's going to this, or if they're considering going to this, what should they be able to do then when they walk out of this as they make their plans for the rest of their week?
Yeah, I think if you're on the provider side, you're thinking about where you're targeting both that short term, you know, we're going to be talking about 2024 realities, 2025 realities, and also that long term in terms of what's most promising. You know, what should you keep that special eye on the show floor, because its growth is actually going to make it the most attractive opportunity for your company. It's going to make it the most robust, maybe, opportunity for your country or a company. Also, as well, I would just say, like, scale, right? A lot of companies are coming to the show and they're thinking about, you know, how can I be a little bit more diversified? How can I be a bit more secure for, you know, the next potential issue? And our sort of industry level landscape that we're going to create in this presentation should really help you hone in on, you know, where your company's expertise and the specific traits of your company overlap with, you know, the market landscape, and to think about then enter the show floor, you know, talk to 1,000 people, see, you know, thousands of companies, what ones really deserve your special attention and your precious time at like the whirlwind that is an Infocom trade show.
Sean, you guys are doing this on June 11th. When somebody's looking at their schedule, you know, depending on where you're coming in this week, you know, what is one reason that somebody should consider going to the Market Insight Luncheon?
Yeah, I think as Peter's talking about, it's a great way to kick off your week and orient to the trade show. So you're coming in, let's say Monday, maybe even Sunday, depending on what you're hoping to take advantage of. Tuesday is just a great orientation time. There's lots going on, lots of good other sessions. So it kind of helps you feed your, in this case, mind and body, since we're serving some lunch, but get an ingestion of data that helps you then figure out, how should I navigate the show? What are technologies that I should be focused on? And then, of course, at the end of that day, there's the opportunity to see the Sphere as kind of the pinnacle of what our industry has to offer from a creativity and kind of exceptional experience perspective. So a lot of good stuff. I think this luncheon, you know, is that nice way to frame it all up and then kind of plan out. So that's why I would urge a chance to sit down, take it in, network a little bit, digest some data, and then figure out how to focus and what to look for as you walk the show floor.
And I'd add as well, bring your questions. You know, we're going to have a bunch of remarks, but we got an hour and a half. So we love the end when the discussion comes out and the thorny issues where not everyone is in alignment create I think extra special insights. You put Sean and I to the test. Maybe we'll get a little insight from the crowd as well. That's an important part of this luncheon as well.
As somebody who has sat in presentations from both of you, I will 100% testify that both of you like questions. And I'm not being snarky there. You really do. So, yeah, bring your questions. Sean, if somebody wants to get in on this luncheon and sign up, how do they do that?
So it's a part of the registration process for Infocom. So if you go to infocomshow.org and register there, you'll see it as one of the options as you peruse the schedule. In fact, just go to the website, check out the schedule in the top navs, and you'll be able to find our particular session. Make sure you add it as part of your CART registration process, and away you go. And we look forward to seeing you on Tuesday of the show.
Really quickly about that, if you've already registered, can you add it afterwards?
I do believe that is the case. So you can go back into your registration profile and look for sessions. It's the same thing with any other education content. If you decide, hey, there's some sessions, or I'm seeing enough content that it's now making a compelling case to step up and add a conference track pass, those sorts of things, that's all possible post-registration. I'll also do a little plug for those in the industry. We also offer the ability to get access to our salary dashboard as part of the registration process. So that's great data, country level. Looks, it gives an AV professional the chance to benchmark themselves against their peers for skills, years of experience, that sort of stuff, and see what your peers are making. So another great tool, another piece of data to feed your mind as you're registering for the show.
All right, very good. Infocom itself is the 12th of the 14th of June in Las Vegas. This session, though, is on the 11th, so the day before. Peter, somebody wants to find out more about AVIXA or about Infocom. How do they do that?
AVIXA.org, infocomshow.org. Those are your two website offers. And honestly, hit the trade, our trade publications as well. Lots of great coverage there.
Absolutely. Lots of great friends and lots of great content coming out that week. So thank you both for so much for us, for Aviation. Go by our website, aviation.tv. It's aviation.tv. Follow along as we also indeed head to Las Vegas the 12th through the 14th of June for Infocom 2024. All that and more at aviation.tv. That's aviation.tv.